From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now on the Afternoon Edition, trees toppled across the Bay Area, taking down power lines and slamming into buildings. We're there as communities figure out how to move forward. Good afternoon, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. New at noon, the storm blew a tree into the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Pleasanton. A parishioner tells us the tree hit the church's nursery, and you can see the tree landing right on boxes of diapers. The church has been in Pleasanton for more than 100 years. Also along the peninsula, crews are hard at work after this massive eucalyptus tree toppled over in Burlingame, crushing homes and cars. We spoke to one homeowner who's lived in the neighborhood for more than 30 years. He says he's never seen storm damage as bad as this.
Shocking. It was shocking just to see the amount of damage in such a short amount of time. Multiple trees fell down. You know, people lost their cars, and it's just really sad.
This happened on El Camino and Edgewoods Drive. You can see some down power lines. And as bad as it has looked, we're told that no one was hurt. Crews had cleared out most of the debris by the time our reporter left.
All right, let's take a look at the current PG&E outage map. The latest numbers tell us that just over 155,000 Bay Area customers are in the dark. You can see most of the map there, just covered in outages, with the most intense clusters coming out of the South Bay, Peninsula, and East Bay. Cupertino has opened a community resource center for people dealing with power outages at the Quinlan Community Center. It's a place for people to charge their phones and use the Wi-Fi, along with learning more about emergency preparedness. At the moment, they plan to have it open during regular business hours, but those could be extended depending on the length of the outage.
16 schools in the Mount Diablo Unified School District canceled classes today due to those power outages. The district sent a letter to parents saying they didn't have lights, heat, or phones. No word on if the school will be open tomorrow. In their letter, the district officials did say it all depends on PG&E getting that power back on. So let's get the First Alert meteorologist Jessica Burtz. And Jessica, at least a chance to dry out for a few days.
Dry out and just relax in the sunshine. I actually took my dog out to the park during my lunch break today, and it was so nice to see so many people out there enjoying the weather today. Now, yesterday we saw wind gust up to 88 miles per hour just in Los Gatos. SFO had so many flight delays and cancellations due to their wind gusts being close to 74 miles per hour. I would not want to be flying those crosswinds at all, but take a look at this. Our storm totals alone, really impressive near Ben Lomond and Kent Field, over 3 inches just down in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And taking a live look behind me, clear skies above the Golden Gate Bridge, current temperatures mostly in the low 50s, 52 right now in Oakland, 53 in Santa Rosa. It's been a mild day so far, and it's going to continue to be the trend heading into this afternoon. Daytime highs are expected to top off in the upper 50s, lower 60s in our inland areas, with some more clouds off near the Tri-Valley area. It'll clear up later tonight if you have a date night plan, but long story short, it's a little bit cooler along the coast. At least the winds have died down. We'll talk more about the next system that's going to bring in rain coming up in your full forecast. Now back to you.
All right, Jess, thanks so much. Well, San Francisco lawmakers are expressing support for an ambitious reparations plan for black residents. Our Justin Andrews has the very latest.
And San Francisco was not alone in its efforts. We also know that the state has a first in the nation task force that's working to help when it comes to reparations across the state of California as well. Yesterday, though, this was the first time the SF Board of Supervisors heard the findings of the 15-member city-appointed committee. The group released more than 100 recommendations. They include payments of $5 million to eligible black adults, which could make San Francisco the first major U.S. city to fund reparations. Other recommendations include the elimination of personal debt and tax burden, guaranteed annual incomes and affordable homes for families in the city. Take a quick listen to one of the comments made during last night's meeting.
This is not about black people just having their hand out. This is about hundreds of years of free labor, about being removed from our homes, not allowed to be educated, not allowed to earn a wage, not allowed to reproduce and raise families, pushed out of San Francisco, forced to pay the education of others without the same benefit, isolated and redlined, and the list goes on.
Many of the supervisors voiced support for the ideas, with some saying money should not stop the city from doing the right thing. The potential $5 million one-time payments stand out as a costly and possibly politically difficult idea to implement. Some supervisors, including the board president, said the payments are likely not financially feasible for now. The board won't decide any specifics as of right now. We're told that final report is due in June. Back to you.
A special send-off for some Bay Area athletes. The St. Mary's basketball team is off to the 2023 NCAA tournament. Jocelyn Moran reports from Moraga.
Well, the excitement is building up as the St. Mary's men's basketball team heads to the NCAA tournament. Now, earlier this morning, there were fans out here at St. Mary's getting ready to cheer on the team as they headed onto the bus. Let's take you to that video there. You can see the players there getting on the bus. Of course, people here cheering them on as the excitement builds up. Let's take you to some of the sound that we did hear from people as the bus headed out over to the airport. Well, the Gales are going to be facing off against VCU come Friday at 11 a.m. They are seated at number 5. This is the second year in a row that they're seated at number 5. We were talking to fans here and they were telling us, you know what? We're not paying attention to the doubters. They said, for the doubters out there, pay attention to the history. So take a listen to what the head coach did tell us, though. He told us a little bit about what he is telling his team as they head over to New York.
You get excited. You have to be ready to play, though. And that through experience over the years, we've had teams and kind of learned that that's the most important thing. Is sounds obvious, but you can get caught up in all the tournament, the March Madness, all the attention, and forget to be ready to play. We need to be ready to play.
All right, well, the head coach was also telling us, you know, they are going all the way to New York, but they don't care where it is. They are happy that they are in the NCAA tournament. And of course, fans here, they are happy to have St. Mary's representing the Bay Area. Again, that game is come Friday.